Okay, let's begin learning the Aznaim L'Torah and Parshas Tazria. We begin with the words Isha Ki Sazria. Amar Rabbi Simlai, Mamar Chazal, Kashem Shi Yitzirah Shal Adam Acha Kol Behem Achai V'Of, Maisa Bereshis. So this is an interesting medrash. The medrash is just like man was created after all the other animals in Maisa Bereshis. Kach Torasso, this Parsha Acha Toras Behem Achai V'Of. So at the end of Parsha Shmini, you have which animals you're allowed to eat, which animals you're not allowed to eat. So it's the Torah of the animals. So Kach Torasso, this Parsha Acha Toras Behem Achai V'Of. After the Torah of the animals, now you learn out the Tumah and Tara by human beings. Rashi Mimedrash Rabbah. Mikamen Shehisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tinoim Emaisa Bereshis. Shem Lo Yikabu B'nei Yisrael Satorah. Yach Zerosan L'Tov Avohu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with the world that if you accept the Torah, so then the world will exist. But if you don't accept the Torah, the world will not exist. So Torah really is the sustenance of the world. So, if in the creation of the world, man followed animals, so too in the Torah of the world, namely, the Torah, that which sustains the world, so man follows animals. Hari kabbalas haTorah, de b'nei son, nechsheves ketchilas hayitzira shel ma'aseh bereishis. U'memela, kishem sheyitziras ha'adam, ha'yitzach yitziras b'hem chai v'of, kach toraso hayitzira ha'amitis. Nisparsha achriya Torah Sbein Chayvov. So I think that we mention this idea frequently, we talk about it, but I'm not sure we really always believe it, that Torah is literally that which keeps the world running. And the study of Torah that we do, that we push ourselves to come and learn, come to a shir, this is what's holding up the world. This is what, right, Imlo, Brisi, Yomam Valayla, Chukos, Shemayim V'Oretz, Lo Samti, the Pasuk says, if not for my covenant with Klai Yisrael, which is through Torah, Torah is that which sustains the world. So that's the comparison here between the creation of man and the creation of animals, and the Torah of man and the Torah of animals. It's comparable to creation. Yisha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. So the Gemara here quotes a interesting piece of I wouldn't call it. It's not a halacha. It's a So the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, if the woman is Mazriya Tchila, the baby will be a male. And if the man is Mazriya Tchila, then the baby will be a female. So Rav Sorotzkin has an interesting point where he says, well, if the woman is Mazriya Tchila, it means she's thinking about the man, and therefore that's why the kid's going to be a boy. If the man is Mazriya Tchila, he's thinking about the woman, so the baby's going to be a girl. That's what he says. Okay. One way, the point that I thought one could derive home from this, and this is a very, very important point, is that the way the husband and wife conduct themselves, even prior to the baby's being born, affects the child. We see this in many different Gemaras, the way the husband and wife conduct themselves. Bitznius, things of that nature, affects the kids. It certainly applies after the kid is in the world and the kid sees the way the parents conduct themselves, but even beforehand, and the Gemara here says, even in the machshavos that the husband and wife have during Tashmish Amita, even the machshavos affect the outcome of the child, but there's other Gemaras that also say the machshavos that the husband and wife have affect the nature of the child. So this is a very important thing to realize, that the way the parents conduct themselves affects the children very, very much. The Sfasemis writes, when it comes to Arba Banan, come, Dr. Joe, come. Sfasemis says, when it comes to the four sons, so before the father can teach the four sons at the Seder, he has to teach the four sons that are in himself. Every person has a little Chacham, a little Rasha, a little Tam, a little Ena De'elishel. So the Sfasemis writes that if you want to know how to teach your kids, you have to first teach yourself. So the way the parents conduct themselves very often affects the way the children are. We see this over and over and over and over again. This is a little bit my business. So you can see how the way the parents think, the way the parents talk, the way the parents act has such a major impact on the children. Let's continue. We're still on page 1, Dr. Joe.
Okay.
Vitama Shivas Yamim. So he has an interesting idea here. Very beautiful, special idea. At first glance, and this is a kasha that should strike all of us, right? It's talking about that when a baby's born, so the mom is tummy for 7 days. And the eighth day, give the kid a bris. Shkoyach. Very nice. Seven, then eight. Okay, I get it. But other than 7 and 8, what in the world is the connection between the tumah 7 days and the bris on the eighth day? I mean, at first glance, they don't have any connection whatsoever. Why does the Torah put the two of them together? That's Rav Zalman's Ratzon Kasha. We're learning the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Why do you stick in the Mila? We're learning that. If you give birth to a boy, so 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Dam Toar. If it's a girl, it's 14 days of Tumah and 66 days. Shkoyach, that I need to know. What are you sticking the Bris Mila in for? So he suggests something very interesting. Furthermore, Ben Ukvar Nemar, we already have another pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Uben Shmonas Yamim, Yimol Lechem Kol Zachar. We already know the meal is the eighth day. What does that have to repeat it? Benir Lomar Bazet. Shabbat says, Bez Simone Tahara. La Adam Hamu Ule. Shalpia Simone Ma'ela Efshir Yel Lahakir Ben Adam Hashayach Lamalechis Kohanim Gai Kadosh. He says, being a Jew, is an exalted existence. We're Mamlechus Kohanim Kadosh, and in order for a Jew to be a Jew, so there are two things that have to take place. Similar to the, how does a non-Jew become a Jew? Two things, Bris Mila and Mikvah. So how does a Jew become a Jew? Also two things. That mom has to observe the laws of Nida carefully so that the husband and wife don't have relations when she's in Nida. So she has to go to the mikvah, that's the tefillah, at the right time. She has to observe the laws of Nida in order for the child to be, again, same idea that we said before, that the way the parents conduct themselves affect the child. So if the mom has to conduct herself appropriately when the laws of Nida, and then you got to give the kid a bris mila. So those two things designate a Jew as having Kedushas Yisrael. And he says it very beautifully. Vanilli Bezesh Shabbalah says, Beis Simani Tahara, like by Behem and Dagim, right? Animals have chewing its cud and having split hooves. Fish have fins and scales. Everybody has two witnesses that you're kosher. So human beings have two witnesses. Mom conducted herself in the mikvah. She conducted herself the right way. And the child to give a bris mila to. La'adam ha'mu'ula. Sha'al pi ha'simon ha'mela ha'fshi yela ha'ki ben adam. Ha'shayach l'mlechson ha'gadosh. V'ayinu mila u'tvila. Mila u'tvila. V'chein matzin la'avasin. Sha'al nechzu bris ad she'er malu v'tavlu. Gemara says in Krisus that Klal Yisrael went into the covenant by doing mila u'tvila. U'ben ha'nechar. A non-Jew. Ha'rotz li'davik v'god kadosh. Einu ger ha'shayam u'virpol. To be a ger you have to do mila and tvila. If you're born a Jew, so then you need Simen Echad, which is Tvila, Wow. You're a Jew. So there are emblazoned and drilled into you milos nalos, midos nalos and eskavos. Exalted and lofty midos if you're born into this tribe. Don't tell anybody else this. V'chol ro'eim yomar. Anybody who sees a Jew will see. Kihem zera baruch Hashem. U'bebeis siman ha'melo muvdol ben Yisrael michol goyi ha'rotzos. V'chein ha'rakam beis siman ha'melo yachtov. Shlomo Melch also says this. Basically, again, what I think we can derive out of this is that if you're born into Klal Yisrael, you have a bris mila, and your parents kept the laws of Nida, so you have an elevated, exalted status. And we have to realize that we have an elevated, exalted status, and we have to live up to that elevated and exalted status. And these two simanim, just like you have kosher animals have two simanim, split hooves and chews its cud, and a fish has fins and scales. And a guy has to do milo tvila. in order to become a Jew, so to a Jew, in order to be distinguished in that aspect. So that's the connection. That's why the Torah throws in Mila, to show that these are the things that distinguish a Yid, a special Kedushas Yisrael that a Jew has. Okay, let's continue. To me, the lesson is, though, that we have a special Kedushas Yisrael. We have to recognize it, live up to it, live up to a higher standard than the world. We have to realize that we're Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, so even if the world is Meshuggah, that's not a heter for us. Okay, the next one, only one line got cut off, but you'll pick it up from the top. Ba'or b'saro. The Torah says, tzaras is ba'or b'saro. Asks Rav Zalman Saratsky, and it should have just said that tzaras is be'oro, in his skin. What's be'or b'saro? It's like flowery, fancy way of referring to the skin. So he says, lambalo nemar be'oro. V'yesh lomar b'zeh gimel ta'amim. See where I am? Top of page 3, and the Yishlomas, he says three answers. The first one, there's nothing so major to learn out from, but the second and the third one, I think there is. Number one is a technicality. If you should never lahala on kiyeh bo nega barosh over zakon, later on you have a nega in the head or the beard, okay, here, it's not the head, it's not the beard, it's the rest of the body. That's one answer. But here we have two other answers which are very penetrating. Two, shelo yakel hamanuga bimachalosoloma, that a person shouldn't treat this machla of tzaras lightly and say, it's just on my skin. It's just on my skin. Skin disease. Now we know nowadays that skin disease can be very, very dangerous, but you think like, oh, it's my skin, so okay, I have something wrong with my internal organs. That's like serious. But my skin, it's not such a big deal. Is here also Torah shahnega ba'or mare al kilkala basar. If your outside is messed up, that means the flesh that's inside is messed up also. There's something messed up inside. Tzaras is supposed to tell you a message that it's not just a surface issue. It's not just an illness on the outside. It's an illness. That's why it says ba'or b'saro. It doesn't just say b'saro, ba'or b'saro. Look inside. There's something inside. And he spells it out more. Shot number three. Lafisha amru b'tanchuma shanagoyim ba'om al aznus. Mara amils b'saro al sibas anega. She's masil a taivas b'sarim, a taiva for basar, a taiva for znus. So that's what causes saras. That's why the Torah is highlighting that the nega was b'or b'saro. But either way, both in pshat number two, pshat number three. So Rav Zalman Saratskin is urging us, and this is of course a major theme of saras. This is so interesting. The whole idea of saras, that there's such a thing that a guy could be a balavera and Hashem's going to like send him this physical message to his body that it's time to repent. That was the goal of tzaras. We're not zoichet to have tzaras anymore. When we usually learn these pashas, we think of tzaras as, ooh, he's got the cooties, he's got tzaras. He's like, but the truth is that tzaras was a way of Hashem communicating to the sinner that it's time to repent, it's time to change. Tzaras is like amazing. That's why I think the Ramban says tzaras only happened in Eretz Yisrael, didn't happen outside Eretz Yisrael, because that level of connection to Hashem that you could like get struck by lightning, right? What would it be like if every time a person flicked on a light, boom, you get struck by lightning? Nobody would flick on lights anymore. See, here we had a lightning. You spoke Lashon Hara, boom, you got tzaras. So that's why it's nice. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, so there's different lists. If you look at different midrashim, there's different lists. I wasn't familiar with this Nus one either. I wasn't familiar, but apparently he quotes it from the Medrash Tanchuma. Shanagoyim ba'an alas Nus. It makes sense. That should be like Mida Kenegan Mida with the skin. It makes sense. Okay, and here we have more of the same issue. The Torah says, what are the types of Negoyim? Se'es o sapachas o baharas. So it goes from the lighter to the heavier. Right? There's different; these are different shades of white. Se'ei sapachas baharis. Habaheres yakashi b'kulin, it's the whitest of all of them. Aza kasheleg b'kashik hamavis, it's white like snow and it's tough like death. Kenemar hine miriam mitzvahs kasheleg al nati kameis v'yachal k'sim sarai mitzvahs chashiv kameis. Well, if the Baharis is the strongest one, why is that last? Shouldn't it be first? Answers the Rav Zalman Tzaratzky, no. And this is a famous idea that we find in Tzaras a lot, that a lot of times when Hashem wants to deliver you this Tzaras, he's going to do it in levels. He's going to start off softly. And he's going to see, are you going to get the message with the minor league Tzaras? If you don't get the message, then he brings in a little more major league tzaras. If you don't get that message, then he brings in the heavy guns. The Baharis. The Baharis is the toughest of all of them. First, the nega goes on your house. If you don't get the message and shape up your act, then we see that Hashem has this idea that he... Again, it's very dangerous nowadays although the Rambam says, let's say in a drastic kind of situation, the Rambam writes, and I assume this does apply nowadays, echad mehachabur shemes yidag kol hachabur, right? So when things happen to a person, he is supposed to, let's say when bad things happen to a person, he is supposed to assume that these bad things are happening for him for a reason, and it should be a motivation for him to do tshuva. He's supposed to do that. Yifash shvesh b'maisav. So I don't know if you could play this calculus of like knowing exactly. It's not quite like negayim, but it is an idea that Hashem sends messages. Right? We don't always know what they are. And it could be dangerous to try to figure out what they are, because if you're wrong, you know, bad stuff can come out of that. But in general, when stuff happens to a person, bad stuff happens to a person, you should view it as a message from Hashem to repent. Right? Echad min ha-chabur shemes yedag kol ha-chabur. That's one very dramatic example of that. But here he's saying that the reason why it goes in order of the intensity of the tzaraz is because that's what Hashem does. He gives you a little bit, he hopes you're going to repent. So our lesson from this is that we should look at the messages that Hashem is sending us and try to act on them. Let's continue. Page 4. V'uval Aaron HaKohen Oel Echad Mibanav HaKohanim. Now who do you bring this tzaras to? You don't bring it to a Talmud Chacham to determine whether or not it's tzaras. You don't bring it to a doctor. It's not that kind of an illness. So what do? V'uval Aaron HaKohen Oel Echad Mibanav HaKohanim. Lama Hizkan Aaron Mikim and Shigam Kohen Hedrit Roas HaNagayim. You don't need the Kohen Gadol. So why does it mention Aaron? So he says, "V'chlal lama master Torah sinyan on the garment to master v'taras on the kohanim." Why is it the kohanim? Shouldn't it be a rabbi that paskins whether or not it's saras or not, or maybe a doctor who's going to try to heal it? V'nirali shebazel limda osanu shanagayim in choli aguf. Right, it's not a physical illness. Sherofi pashat tzarich l'tapavem, that you need a doctor. Ela machlas hanefesh. It's not a physical illness. It's a spiritual illness. So you need a spiritual doctor. That's the Kohen. I always understood also is that if Tzaras is Lashon Hara, so the Kohen is Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom Heaven Mitamidev Shalom Aaron. Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom Oiv Sabriyos and Makar from Latayr. So if the problem was in the Sechinam, we need somebody who's Oiv Shalom Verodev Shalom. Chazal horu lanu shal zayin dvarim negoyim varim. Let's count it up. Surely, let's count it up. Seven things. There's a gemara in Erechim, I think. Seven things. Lashon hara, shvichas damim, shvua shav, gilui arayos. There you have it, Surely. Gasus aruach, arrogance. Gezel v'tzoros ayin, miserliness. You don't want to give that money of yours up. Yolv gumi kroy. Erechim. Oh, it's an Erechim. Hainu al ha'averos ha'yoseh ha'muros shebetorah. Kein amru zal. Kol shkishpo dal maros nagar zeh mizbeach kapara. Ba kapara halo ba'idei kohen. Ha'mitzor in azok l'hibu rifu'i mitzad rofe ha'guf. Kemo b'shar machlos el l'rofe ha'nefesh. So the kohen is supposed to be mekarev. He's supposed to try to help him analyze. What are you doing wrong? What areas of your life need improvement? Are you speaking a lot of lashon hara? Are you arrogant? Are you all the things? The davar zeh lo masra Torah lekohanim ka'amor, like Yaakov Avinu said in his bracha to Shevet Levi, Yoru mishpatech al Yaakov, Shevet Levi is going to be the teachers to teach Klal Yisrael how to behave. V'saras chal Yisrael. V'chinemar v'uvar la'koyin. Lo esanei levad sarach ha'koyin liros el gamas ha'menuga. Oh, it says v'huvar la'koyin. Don't just bring your nega to the coin, you're bringing yourself to the coin so he could tell you, instruct you how to be better, etc. And that's why it says Aaron, because Aaron was the best. You should try to get the best Rebbe you can. Go to the greatest tzaddik that you can to help you out. Look at the fourth line, Umemela on page 5. Umemela imefshar shehir oso Aaron ba'atzmo hamuvchor shebarofe hanefesh. That should say, if you can't see him, I don't know what it stands for. If it's impossible to see the head coin, then you can see one of the other Kohanim. So when you have the tzaras issue, you got to go to your Rebbe, your rabbi, to help you. Again, you got to go to the Kohen, because the Kohen is your Rebbe who's going to help you. But any problem that a person has, it's very important that a person has a Rebbe, has somebody that he can go to with his issues, with his concerns, with his problems. And that person will be able to help him negotiate the vicissitudes of life. So that's why it says, V'uvayel Aaron HaKohen O'alecha Mibanav HaKohen. Let's continue. Why do people trash talk rabbis at the Shabbos table? You got to have that every once in a while. Zalman Sirotsky needs to say that. V'huvel Aaron HaKohen El Echem Banav Kohen. Dai HaLomer El HaKohen. Why is it mentioned Aaron and Banav? HaNegayim Banav Bikar Lashon Hara. V'derech M'sapri Lashon Hara L'haskel B'ktanim L'sayim M'gdolim. They start talking about the president who threw me out of my seat, or the gabbai who didn't give me an aliyah. And then once they trash talk the gabbai and the president and all the neighbors in my row who were talking, so then they also comes to trash talk the rabbi, chas v'shalom. The chen b'yir ramam is a pasuk m'sei for the reish, shasu b'shamayim pihem, fisha l'shonam, ta'alach b'oretz. U'ksha hashchasam agas ad l'shamayim, bon aleim negoyim. U'ksha hashchonim, rotzim l'havis ham, shchenim probably should say, rotzim l'havis ham menuga l'akon sher b'yamav, I'm not going to this coin. He's a lowly guy. He's not going to listen to anything. So this guy who's going through this phase of tzaras, he doesn't have covered for rabbis. So he doesn't have covered for rabbis. So we tell him, no, you got to go to the rabbis. Who are the rabbis in time to finish? The Kohanim. So you got to go to the Kohanim, and they will help heal you. In general, a person has a Rebbe. It's so important that a person has a Rebbe to ask all his important questions in life too. And the Rebbe helps heal, helps guide you in the right way, helps you grow. And so that's why it says, V'huva al Aaron HaKohen. Let's continue. V'ra'a HaKohen. I think we're going to skip the next piece. Yeah, it's an interesting point about how Kohanim really should be learning all day because their panos is taken care of. So when he doesn't do that, he's a shaita. Okay, let's continue. Page. You're on page 6. But I'm going to start from the first line before you. Kulo hafach lavantaru. If the entire body of the person is all white, then you're not tamer. You're tohar. Davar zeh hu chok. You see where I am, top line of page 6. Top line. Zeh hu chok, first words. Davar zeh hu chok. Vein on a rashayin lahar akrib. You can't ask this kash, right? It's very strange. If you have one little blotch, you're tamer, but if your entire body is filled with white, you're tohar.
He says, listen, it's a chok. It doesn't make sense. Don't ask me kashas. But in order to help understand it a little bit, let me offer you something that maybe can help you understand why it's true.
He says like this. There's two types of plagues. They cause you tumah and they make you sit silently outside the machane. This brings a person to do tshuva when you're alone out there outside the machane. So everybody has something going for them. So since even the Poshe Yisrael Malay Mitzvah Kerimon,
so everyone does at least one thing right. Everyone does one thing right. So by definition, Tsaras is not going to be, since the 248 limbs of the body are connected, the 248 los assays and the 300 assays and the 365, it's connected to that. So, if one of them is good, that means it can't be tzaras on that bone. So he says.
If tzaras was able to afflict every single area of your body, lo nisha bo af iver echad belo tzaras. Bevadei negoim eila machmas machla pnimis bo ve'ein bohem tuma.
So it can't be, if it covered your whole body, then it can't be that the tzaras is coming to give you mussar, because it wouldn't have passed or gone on your whole body, because there's Kali Yisrael's Malay Mitzvah Kerimon. There's no Jew that hasn't done any mitzvahs whatsoever. So that mitzvah has to protect you. And yet still the tzaras affected your whole body. So it must be that it's not the spiritual tzaras. It's like just you have some type of physical illness. He says, that's one answer as to why, if your entire body goes white. So again, but the lesson for us is that the tzaras is a message, and your mitzvos and maisim tovim can defend from the tzaras. Wow. One more explanation on this pasuk. Yeah, a lot of very important lessons here. Page 6, a lot of very important lessons.
Kulo hafach lo v'tara. B'vayikra rabba perak tesvav. Kevin sheshama Yisrael parashas negayim. When Klai Yisrael heard the parashas negayim, nisyaru, they got scared. We're going to get these illnesses and afflictions and get thrown out of the machane?
Amalei Moshe al tisyaru elu l'umas ha'olam. No. Tzaras is for the nations of the world. Abo atem lecho v'lishtos u'lesmoach.
Negayim for the Goyim are to destroy them, but Negayim for Klal Yisrael are to get to eat, drink, and be merry. So says the Medrash.
What in the world does that mean? Midi Yetziras HaAdam Smucha Lezos HaChaya Shatochelu.
And afterwards is Negayim. So says the explanation. Omnam Kain, Parshas Negayim in my yeshiva chutz l'machaneh. Nemra dafkal Yisrael, avol komi she yesh bo echem midal maris negayim halalu einan elam mizbech kapara.
Hezger v'abedidus, being alone, shalom muchlot,
Mashlimos es hakapara. The fact that you have to sit outside the machane, that completes the kapara. The karbanos are mechaper, and the shaving of the head is mechaper, and ultimately, the hezger getting locked up in jail twice, and then the loneliness, the bedidus, right? You have to run around lonely, yelling out, tame, tame, I'm tame, I'm tame. The sofu shushava l'Hashem, this is going to cause him to do tshuva, Mr. Abbey for us, and Evergreen for us, haguf. Anigayim bo, a lovely tovaso, lecho v'lishto sulismach, because when you do tshuva, it's going to be for your good, but olam hazeh, v'olam haba. Aval umas olam to the gayim, in the gayim, below pashas the gayim, below hezger, b'didus, below kriyas, tame, tame, kadesh, rabim, Yevakshu aleim rachamim. You don't have to yell out tummy tummy, so people should daven for you. Ve'en anegoyim boyim aleim elakadei liasrim ulchalosim. Mikim shanegoyim him mizbech kapara v'hezgav v'choldini atzura. Hey, mamishlim nisak kapara. Harei mishalachim b'tzuras b'chol gufo v'chol avaglovin v'lo rak chelig min gufo nin makimeis. Ela mare kulo kimeis eno tzorach od lashlamas kapara u'misa mechaperes. Wow. So if you have tzaras on your whole body, it's like all of you is dead, and misa is mechaperes, so therefore you don't need the whole tzaras process if you have tzaras on your entire body. What's the lesson for us? The lesson for us is that all the aspects of this kapara process were there to get a person atonement. When a person himself does something wrong, so makes sense for him to do tshuva and try to figure out a way to change the behaviors and to merit. Again, it's just a dramatic kind of a statement that he quotes, that from the Medrash, that Moshe said to them, don't be worried. The pain of tzaras is for the nations of the world. But for you, tzaras is going to end up in eating, drinking, and being merry. So he wants to say that when a person does tshuva and he comes back to Hashem and it's kulo hafach lavan, he changes everything back to the way it should be, so then he's going to eat, drink, and be merry with these things. But again, the big lesson is that when anything happens to a person, he's supposed to view it as Hashem sending him a message, and then the goal is to try to figure out how to act on it. A lot of times it's easier to see Hashem in the message than to know how to react. Okay, we're skipping a while to the end of the parsha. Looking for page 7. Page 7. So there's a number of brief little beautiful ideas on page 7. It's a while, Dr. Joe. It's on the Pasuk for Hatzaru, Pasuk Chafhei. Perek something, Pasuk Chafhei. Hatzaru Asher Bo'anega. The Gadav Yufrumim, you have to rip his clothing. Barusha Yafarua, he has to let his hair go long. He has to cover his hair. Vitame Tame Yikri. He's got to walk around saying, I'm Tame, daven for me. Mikefal Allah Lamdu Chazal Bezram. What's the Vitame Tame? I apologize. But, it's a jet lag action. I'm trying to keep myself awake here. I almost came late. I fell asleep on the desk. Vitame Tame Yikri. Mikefal and Chazal Bezram. Number one. So the first tummy, what's the tummy tummy? What's tummy tummy? So the first tummy is very simple. Hey, don't touch me. I got the cooties. I got COVID. Don't touch me. I got saras. You're going to touch me. You're going to get saras. That's one. That's just on the physical ailment level. But then he says there's another tummy. Mar says, moi cut. The reason why the mitzvah would go around saying, I'm tummy, would be daven for me, that I should learn from my experience, I should be able to do tshuva, that I should be healed from this taras, because Hashem will see my tshuva, daven for me. V'zeh efshar lomar, es ha-piska sheyin bein v'tamei, tamei yikra, to teach me that it's two different tummies. I think if you look in the Chumash, there's a line in between the tame and the tame. What pasuk is this? Perek Yudalid. Pasuk Chafei, right? Let's see.
It's not Matzah.
Except or it's Tazria. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel Chafei. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Yud Gimel Chafei. Let's see. Is there a psik? Drum roll, please.
I don't think that's the Tamei Tamei. I don't think that's the puzzle. Is that the puzzle?
You're right. It's not Chafei. Where is it? It's right near here. Hold on. Where is it? Tamei Tamei. Where is it? Oh, I think it's actually in Mitzor. That puzzle. Maybe. I got to find it. Okay.
Tazria on the top of the page.
No, no, I know that that's Tazria. I think. Let's see where it is. I'll find it. Yeah, it makes sense. Pasuk Chafei somewhere. Here it is. Here. Take a look. It's Pasuk Memhe. Okay. Pasuk Memhe. Misprint in the thing. Doesn't make it. Watch. Look. I didn't make it up.
It's a psik, yeah.
He says, V'tamei psik. Tamei yikra. See the line? V'tamei tamei yikra. So he wants to say the shot on the line is that there's two different tumas. He's trying to teach you that one tum is like, just stay away from me because I'm tummy. The other one is daven for me because I have this spiritual malady. The Tamei Tamei Yikra. Right. Fine. Let's skip a little bit to the next check. The Tamei Tamei Yikra, Mash Hayarga Likra al Acher Bechinam, Yikra Ata al Atzma, who would say that? Wow. You used to say Lashon Hara about people for no reason. Now you're saying it about yourself, and it's true. V'tamei tamei yikra. You are tamei. You're a loser. You're an idiot. You have tzaras. You called the other guy a loser and idiot for no reason. Now you actually really are a loser. V'tamei tamei yikra. Ma shahaya rogel likra alachem bechinam for no reason. Yikra atal atzmo v'tzedek. V'tamei tamei yikra. Tamei ba'oznei acherim. Same idea over and over again here, he says. That the tummy for others is, be careful, I'm sick. You're not allowed to, I'm tummy, so you're not allowed to touch me. But the tummy for himself was to remind himself that he's got to get out of this tumma state. He's got to stop the lashon hara. He's got to stop the bad behaviors. He's got to stop the znus. Whatever it is that was the cause for this. And in the next piece, again, these are the last few pieces that we're going to do. The last few pieces, he continues with this message. Let's just do a few more. You have to tell other people to daven for you. You were so arrogant, you thought you're better than everybody else. You don't need anybody else. Who you? You're a hot shot. You can call people names. You could say Lashon Hara. You think you're on top of the world. And no, you need other people now. That's me, the connected me. You need other people to daven for you to get rid of it. Hatzaraski machla kosher ma'od. Michutz le'inyan ha'tumma. Aside from the tumma. V'chala tumma's nemar b'sof. Rak lashon tahara. V'tzaras gam lashon refua. Nirpo ha'nesek. V'nei nirpo nega tzaras. So tzaras was a very heavy illness. It wasn't just like a tumma, but it was actually a very heavy illness that you needed refua from. I feel v'negei batim ki nirpo ha'nega. Amachla hazos anusha ma'od. It's really, you know, weakens you. Va'ad hayom lo matzah rof mishum trufa lo taras. There's no, I don't know if he's talking about leprosy, but there's no healing for taras. Va'asovel mimena gadol ma'od. It's very painful. Ki movad ha'yisurim shel acholet. Not only is there physical pain, misrachke mimenu b'nei adam miyir pentidvakem ara. People distance themselves from you when you have taras. They don't want to catch your illness. I don't know if he means, I think he probably means the averis. But lamros kalel, despite all this, kishu modi etzara l'rab, mishu yivakshu alav rachamim, eino maskir ima asara alotuma gamis amachla ha'ayuma shalo. Eino tzoik tame chole onush. He doesn't say, oh, I'm sick, I'm in pain. Elo tame tame, darazem lamdenu shatuma. Wow. What bothers a Jew more than being physically sick? What bothers him is his spiritual. It's always like this. The things that make a person the most upset is when he doesn't. When you're sick, okay, you deal with it, you go to the doctor. But what really makes a person even more upset than being physically ill is being spiritually ill. That's what makes, that's why v'tamei tamei yikra. Hakosha kamaves. Dugma lezen amotzen biyuma. Oh, this is an unbelievable gemara. Yuma Rav Lachman from Karmiyat, and he used to like to talk about this gemara a lot. He said a little different pshat than Razam and Saruskin. Gemara tells a story about two kohanim that were running to try to do the avoda, and one guy took out a knife. They were like rushing to see who's going to get through the avoda, and in their spiritual whatever drive, he wanted to make sure that they didn't get there before him, so he takes out a knife, one kohen, and stabs the other guy to death on the way up to do the avoda. And the father of the boy is saying, oh, make sure to take the knife out of the body while the body is still warm so that he's not dead yet. Take it out so the clean and the Eisam Rishon doesn't become tummy. So the Gemara there is Chayker, the Shiloh. Is it that this father was so frum, or he just didn't love his kid enough? Like, how can a father react the way you see your kid stand there, especially, and your first reaction is, oh, make sure the kli doesn't become tamei? Like, is that a good thing or not a good thing? Because so, Rav Lachman says you have to be choker that always in life, that question. Whenever you react in a certain way to something, is it because you're reacting because of the right reasons or because of the wrong reasons? You have to figure it out. But the Rav Zalman Saruskin takes it a little bit differently, again, on the same lines that he's saying. And we have a proof to this that a person, so he actually takes it literally. He says that, you see, the father cared more about the tum of a tire of the kli than the death of his own son. So he wants to bring that as a riot, that Jews generally care more about their spiritual pain than they care more about their physical pain. Okay. Okay, let me just do one last piece, and then we'll call it a night. V'tamei tamei yikra, one last piece. Kishihu roe ish miskare lelo. When he was healthy, so it wasn't just happenstance. That's part of the tzaras, that Hashem hears your tefillos to get you better. The dibur of tamei tamei yikra will be mechaper on his dibur aser. V'shamati mi pek kadosh shall go in Yisrael. Marn Reb Chaim Oizer zeicher tzadik v'kadosh levracha. Shomar shemaran agon achofetz Chaim zeicher tzadik v'kadosh levracha. Baal shmir saloshen shomar pivul shano boven miuchad hainu shek kishaba ilav ish hiskel adabri modivrei toru musar adavrei nimshach mi bov atzisa shel ish. When somebody would visit the Chavetz Chaim, he would just say over Torah the whole time, so the guy wouldn't be able to say any Lashon Hara to him. David, he barred the bama yimekayim v'lo b'dvarim b'teilim. By speaking Torah, he would make sure not. U'mikol shekein ha'asur. V'efsher lahatim divri chazal ma'um nusa shel adam b'olam hazeh yosem atzmo ki'ilem. Make yourself like a mute. Yochal af ledivrei Torah, tamlom etzedik dabrun. Ba'ofen hazeh, sha'idei divrei Torah, yase es atzmo ilayim midvarim b'teilim v'lashon hara. Then this last piece, he has more about what I was saying before, about he was so arrogant, so we push him outside the machane. Right? You think you didn't need anybody? You're so arrogant, you can make fun of people, you don't need people? Well, we're going to send you outside where you don't need people. So there's a lot of this mida keneged mida, badad yeshev, tinasin leshe laso. You taste from your own medicine that you're outside the machane. Oh, how could I not do this piece? I have to do. Oh, I'm sorry. You got to give me 2 more minutes. Give me 2 more minutes. You got to do this. Where Reb Zalman Saruskin, I can't believe I stopped before this piece of the famous Robinson Crusoe piece. He quotes Robinson Crusoe. So, you have any idea who Robinson Crusoe was?
I heard of him, but before my time.
So before your time, yeah.
No, Robinson Crusoe.
It was a novel, right? He was.
Yeah, and did you know high school?
Yeah, he was stuck on a desert island or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is the famous Rabbi Zalman Saruskin where he quotes Robinson Crusoe.
I think you brought him in another piece.
Right? No, it's this piece.
This piece.
Chazal Darshu, who hivdil bein ishto ishto bein ishto reyeo. He told lashon hara. He made arguments between husband and wife by telling the husband lashon hara about the wife and the wife lashon hara about the husband. Bein ishto reyeo. Fik amar Torah badad yeshiv. So you got to sit alone. Mida keneged mida. You made people alone, so you got to sit alone. Efshel ha'achav sadibur v'loma ki hamispar hamisaper lashon hara. Sonei sabrios v'nidmalo sheruven mekapech parnasasam v'shimam lanog bo kavod karoi. On his kavi beklono hamagib emeslo ulafikachu marbe l'sapir begnusa sheruven b'fnei Shimon uvegnusa shel Shimon l'fnei Ruven umisinas haprado over l'sinas haklal. Hates people, then he hates general. The nidbelo shekol olam kulo nivelo b'shvilo. The whole world is only created for him. But kol bay olam goes on v'chom sinas hashayach achvar haklo. Everybody else makes the money that's really that he's deserving to get. Ulafikachu rotsa shekol bnei adam. I wish everybody else would die. Shekobni Adam, you always want to give a rub, and this guy, Vulavado, by Yomahu. This is what Cain thought when he killed Hevel, that he'll have everything else. Uveregesh Kazeh Hayaroyu Lomosma Magevel Fnashem Kamotzi Dibre Sars. This guy who wants to wipe everybody else out, he deserves to be wiped out himself. Elish, Mishamayim Rachmala Vechlifu Asoncho Betzaras, Hakosha Kamavas, Ukudeli Rafosim Yimachas Hanefesh. To heal him from this machla that he thinks he's better than everybody and nobody else deserves anything and everybody else should be dead. He should be alone in the world. Amar Torah, Badad Yeshe Mechotza Machan HaMashavo, Tinasin Lo Sheilaso, Yitoma Ish Hazeh, Tam Shal B'didus Kimura. Let him taste a little bit of loneliness. Oz Betach Yiskageh El Min HaAdam. Certainly he will desire to get back together with people. V'yikabalov Le, I can't read that word. He's going to go back to the people who he didn't want to speak to. Robbins and Caruso. How bad it is to be alone, we find in the famous book, Robinson Caruso. It tells a story of a certain guy. He was saved from a boat that was capsized onto a desert island. El Ikatan. Shomei me'ein adam v'toar. There's nobody else there. Kama tarach ad shematzah sham malechel. It was so hard to figure out what to eat. U'malishtos. U'machset. Mechayos tarfos. He had to protect himself from the animals. V'achriya she yosha b'i zman rav. Hischel m'shakech ha'zad yu k'mat sh'yotim v'dayto. He almost went crazy. Sofer mitar b'tzvarim behirim. With vivid color. How much the person desires to have just to talk to another human being. And then they discover him, he's like an animal. He's become like an animal. He should be part of a chevra and love the chevra and be very careful not to say negative about the chevra. Give them food. So all this was to get him to do tshuva. Mida connected me before he did. Okay, so most of what we learned is about how the goal of this illness was to get the person to do tshuva. He made fun of people. He has to be separate from people, etc. Thank you for joining. Next Thursday night, hopefully we'll be able to have a shiur. Have a great night. Thank you for coming.